KFSM Instant News. Freddie Martin's reporting. Still no word on the sex-crazed maniac, 26-year-old Jack Strange, who escaped from the insane asylum early this morning. It can only be hoped that he doesn't come into contact with any form of drugs. He has been known to go berserk when under the influence. Stay tuned for the news as it happens on KFSM. This is Bernie Martin reporting.
Take it easy, girls. Take it easy. Let's have some fun first.
Lost Discs Radio.
Lost Discs Radio.
Lost Discs Radio.
Okay, come on. Let's
wait
go.
Wait, man, I can use a little.
Wait, the chicks hear about this.
Yeah, this is the greatest.
Come on, man. This is just the beginning.
Prediction of how the year is going to be. We're starting it off now for the month of January 2014, folks, for your obscure vinyl needs. Dr. Doc Brown, speaking of obscure vinyl,
yeah,
is sitting over there in his typical couch. Doc, we'll try to get you a beanbag chair this year. Isn't that what you've been asking?
I've been asking for something like that for a long time now. But, you know, my attendance record hasn't really been the best. I understand.
You have no position to bargain.
Exactly. I'll take the little yellow couch.
You had your bell, though. You still have your bell.
I have my bell here somewhere.
Fresh for the new year.
Hey.
Well, there we have it, folks.
Ring in the new year, people.
Joe Stax is on the phone line. What do you think?
To all of you citizens of the world, Happy New Year.
Well, Happy New Year, Joe. We are fading into the new year now with the out-of-sight sounds of the Capes and the Masks. Okay, on the Mainstream Records label. I don't know if anybody cares, but I think it's worth noting that the title of that particular opening track there was The Atom Smasher Fights the Canary Gang from Planet Xeroxa by the Capes and the Masks.
Huh.
Out of what we're thinking is like 1966-ish.
How do you spell Xeroxo?
Doc, I'm going to show this to you and see if you make any... With a Z, by the way.
Okay.
I want to show this to you and see if you make any sense of this, because this smacks as the whole Jan and Dean meets Batman era thing.
Huh.
Right?
Yeah, it does. It looks just like it.
It's got a phony Caped Crusader on the front there.
Yeah, lots of pows, cracks, splats, eows, blams, and booms.
Right? Joe, you were talking about the Capes and Masks. We don't know. This is obviously a studio fabrication or something.
It could pass for it. I mean, certainly there doesn't seem to be a trail of vinyl for these characters.
It's supposed to be like a comic book thing. Come to life on record through.
Oh sure, well, and you know there were things like the Secret Agents or the Super Dupers over on the Design Records label, you know, studio concoctions where it's hey we're playing themes and you know stuff built around the idea of you know superheroes or comic books or whatever.
Yeah. All right. So for absolutely no reason, we're kicking off the year with that particular kind of action, right? And we're going to keep it going for no particular reason with a record, actually, that Chesty... Hey,
yes.
Chesty brought this into the studio a couple months ago. It's been sitting here, a 45 on the... Also, just so happens, it's also on the Mainstream Records label here. We got a white label promo by a group called East River Drive. Now, Joe, you're kind of stumped on this one, you were saying.
Well, yeah, only by digging into the history of the Mainstream discography. It looks like they're responsible for one single, this 1969 track for Mainstream.
Well, all right, just this one, 45? Well, here we go. We're, you know what I'm saying? Get your emails in to lostdiscsradio@yahoo.com.
We got time for downtown fears. We got time for shallow tears. Ain't got time to bear your soul, because I still got a hard way to go. Say that you had a losing hand. Ain't no point in you raising sand. Ain't got time to bear my soul, because I still got a hard way to go. And it's a crying shame that you can't lay the blame on anybody else but yourself. Wish that you had my sympathy.
What am I supposed to have done? Please tell me. Tell me someone what I've done. What have I done? It's not just looking like the day of judgment unless you tell me what I've done. What have I done? Please, someone tell me what I've done.
Joe?
artistic son. One band in a thousand makes the grade.
Come pop, fool, I can have my dog. Go down, poppin' rock. I saw a man I never saw before. Go down, poppin' rock. I did expect to guess what he said. Go down, poppin' rock. Bend down, pop, I inspect your head. Go down, poppin' rock. He's got a stethoscope and a fluoroscope. And make your heart explode. Just a buzz of low. Gonna wash your brain with laundry soap.
The gassiest, grooviest, swinginest, trippiest.
Sounds like something pretty cool.
I said I wanna learn.
Richard and the Young Lions. Okay, off the Phillips label. Yes, we have the actual 45 now. See, I've played that on the show before too, but it was from some compilation, and I'm just dreaming of the day when suddenly I would find that record, Doc. See, that's what vinyl collecting's all about sometimes.
And you did.
I got it right there. It was for you. And
so it was a dream come true.
That's right. See, you and me, Doc, we're living the dream.
Yeah. Well, like, speak for yourself.
I am. I thought I was there for a minute. But then anyway, it was Dave Van Ronk. Come on, are you kidding me?
Wow.
Dave Van Ronk on the Verve Forecast label with Head Inspector. Head Inspector. Head Inspector.
That depends on how you put the inflection there.
There's at least three ways you could understand that.
Right.
And, okay, we're going to come back to that. And then Sapphire Thinkers. Okay, Doc.
Yeah.
So there's a group called the Sapphire Thinkers.
Okay.
Now you know.
Right.
And that was them with I Got to You off the Hobbit label. Man. Jesse, off the Hobbit Records label. Okay, and yes, we kicked off that set with East River Drive on the mainstream label with A Hard Way to Go. Okay, that's how you're kicking off your new year there, you smart asses. You, right? Now you're not so tough. Listening to this show? What about it? Hey guys, I hope you're enjoying the show. Let's just check in and see if there's any emails. Yeah. Yes, Jason in Halifax, Nova Scotia. There, see?
He's not watching NFL football.
Told you guys. No, Jason and his pal Mike checking in from the chilly, well actually they're up in Edmonton, Alberta these days, but they originally hailed from the Halifax area. They say it's a blustery minus 30 Celsius tonight. God. Digging that, and they're digging the show.
Whoa.
Okay, so that's now see, that's the way you're kicking off your 2014, folks, your new year. Okay, that's what you should be doing. Joe Stacks, come on, give it to us. Now, let's go through the list now. The Sapphire Thinkers. They got some nice Thai harmonies there, Joe, but what else do we know?
Not a lot. We have some names.
Huh?
And the fact that they were on the Hobbit label, which was a West Coast subsidiary of something called GRT Records. They actually put out an album in 1969 called From Within.
Yeah.
That's where we know that Tim Lee, Bill Richmond, Peggy Richmond, Stephen Richmond, and Chuck Spiehek were all involved somehow in this organization.
Wow, okay. Are we impressed with those names, or that's just the names?
I mean, there's nobody I really know. As I'm reading down the list, it's like, oh, yeah, a lot of Richmonds. So
yeah,
well, they're like the Poppy family or something. It's like it's a family thing.
Ah, see. Hence the tight harmonies, right, Chesty?
Exactly.
All right. So anyways, let's just try to keep it moving. By the way, Mr. Bill is chiming in from Boise, Idaho. Just look over at the email right now, and Chesty's already feeling excitement about that, she said. Yeah, we'll come back to that in a minute, maybe. Dave Van Ronk, yeah, we all know the whole thing about Dave Van Ronk, you know, folky guy there. But Richard and the Young Lions, Joe, why am I so excited about this record, other than the fuzz tone thing there, man, they had going?
Oh, I mean, that was a pretty sweet piece of sound, really.
Yeah.
Although every time it built up there, I was just waiting for someone to go, watch me now!
Yeah.
Work it. But three singles on the Phillips label.
Yeah.
Front and by a guy named Richard Tepp, hence Richard, and the Young Lions. You can actually visit their webpage, richardandtheyounglions.com, to learn more about them and what bands they spun out of.
Jeez.
Hey, I mean, it's all there, you know, from the scene of Newark, New Jersey.
Yeah. All right. All right. Well, that's one that we dig, and it just happens to be sitting around. So there you go, man. No other really rhyme or reason for it. Now, Joe, here's the problem. These next two records, I don't know. There was a group called the Palace Guard, okay, which we actually ended up playing kind of recently because they're on the Orange Empire label, and that was a record label on the poll over at our website. Go ahead.
Yeah, the law, I don't even remember. It's a long time ago.
What's the website address, Doc?
LostThisRadio@yahoo.com, something like that. That's the email address.
Lost
This Radio Show at tripod.
No,
okay.
No, God, no.
It?
Don't.
What is it? LostDiscs.com?
It's LostDiscsRadio.com.
LostDiscsRadio.com.
Spell the word discs with.
Oh, discs is with a C. I do remember that. I haven't been here in a while, man.
Anyway, you could Google it, I guess. But yeah.
That's the best way to do it.
I mean, after all that, who knows?
Are you
what the proper URL is. But anyway, so it's, so yeah, over there at the website, we had them on the poll. So the Palace Guard, mainly known probably for this song called Falling Sugar, which was like a regional hit West Coast there. But I've got it by a duo now called Kelly and Gale. This is on the Colpix label, which it makes it even a little bit more disappointing somehow. And I don't know. So what my plan here, Joe, is I'm going to play the Kelly and Gale version of Falling Sugar. And then we're going to follow that up with the Palace Guard's B-side to Falling Sugar, which is a thing called Oh Blue.
Yeah.
Right? So what do we know anything about Kelly and Gale?
Only 145 on the Colpix label.
Dang.
1966, just before the label itself was shut down, they were the... There were just a couple of more singles released before Colpix was shut down in favor of Cool Jams,
right?
As we all remember. But of course, they were sharing the label. You know, not like they were all hanging out at the Colpix building or something. But they were label mates with the likes of David Jones, Michael Blessing, and Tommy Boyce, who all had singles just prior to the release of Kelly and Gale doing "Fallen Sugar."
Wow! So in the same stable as the Monkees, basically.
Yeah.
All right, so, well, let's just kind of do it, and I don't know if you'll dig it, but it is something of an exclusive here tonight on Lost Discs.
Radio. The hurt is so deep that I can't sleep or eat. If you would come back, you'd make my salt in here seem sweet.
Radio. Get used to it. You can't stop that from existing. Oh, yeah.
I get to go for the way. Told me it's true, you made me cry. is the way I feel tonight. Blue and broken inside. Let's forget all our troubles and never ever quarrel
So far, so good. Now for the acid test.
Yeah, it's It's Don Grady. Let's face a few facts. Under his real name, Don Agrati, right? The homegrown album out of 1970. I'm going to say 73. There we, you know, come on. We lost him way too early there.
I have in my hand right now a postcard from May of 1983 from the Bucks County Playhouse.
Yes, Chester.
And it's signed by Don Grady. And I was so impressed by him. I saw him in 1983. I sent him flowers and wrote him a little note. And he sent me a postcard back that says, "The daisies weren't dead, just a little wilted. They gave some color to my room for a few days. Thanks for the nice thought. That's what counts. Homegrown was on sale on Elektra Records, but I doubt if they stock it anymore. You could try. Thanks again for your good thoughts. Yours, Don Grady."
Wow.
It's very nice.
Yeah.
So that was from Homegrown, and what a great song.
That sure was. That was Bloodstream.
I really like it. Very talented man.
Yeah, great guy. And, you know, you can't play a Don Grady record in any case, or a Yellow Balloon record, for that matter, Doc, without recounting Chesty's sort of supernatural connection with Don Grady there, folks.
Yeah, in 1983, I was in a theater competition at Bucks County Playhouse, and I actually played Venus. I had a...
Wait, now how far did you go with
Don
Grady?
Polyester goddess dress. No bra.
Okay.
Plunge down to there. Yeah, but I didn't know, you know, I was 16.
Yeah. All right. So for everyone who's just imagining Chesty in that outfit right now, I hate to be the one to move the show on, but I'm going to just have to move the show on, I guess. Yeah, because anyway, the Palace Guard was before that. And, you know, of course, the first records with the Palace Guard were actually pressed with as being Don Grady with the Palace Guard. Or of the Palace Guard, right? That he really started out with the Palace Guard back in the day. But there was the Palace Guard without Don Grady. The flip side to Falling Sugar, Oh Blue, The Way I Feel Tonight on the Orange Empire label, because we kicked off that set with Kelly and Gayle's version of Falling Sugar, whoever the hell they were, on the old Copix label. Joe, are we caught up yet?
Yeah, we seem to be making good progress right here.
All right, well, I guess... no more emails coming in on the email. That's fine, but in case they wanted to do it, Doc, have you learned your lesson? Jesse, give him the email. Come on, what is it? Who knows?
LostDiscRadio@yahoo.com.
Yahoo.
Yahoo.
Y'all do it now. The Lost Discs Radio Show proudly presents Jesse's Chick Pick of the Week.
Wow, a biological fact. B-double-O-B, boom!
All right. Tonight's Chick Pick, if you like old-fashioned-y kind of Michael Bublé sound, you're going to like this from Sam Butera. It's called French Poodle. And I'd like to actually say something about our own studio dog, Polly. When we take her for a walk around the block here, there's a lady who stopped us and said, "You can't go wrong with the French poodle."
It was because of her French poodle I knew she was my style. I took a look at her French poodle, and then she started to smile. We began to talk, and after a while, she introduced herself. I said, "I'm so happy meeting you, child, 'cause I'm a dog lover myself." I took a hold of her French poodle. The pavement started to rock. I held the leash of her French poodle, and by the end of the block, we walked arm in arm. Cupid worked his charm, my dreams were coming true. Yes, we fell in love, I owned the poodle too.
myself, I took a hold of her. French poodle, the pavement started to rock, I held the leash of her. French poodle, and by the end of the block, we walked arm in arm. Cupid worked his charm, my dreams were coming true. Yes, we fell in love, now high on the hound dog too.
Oh, well, all this canine training has got me very hungry. I'm going to go get a hot dog. Excuse me, I mean wiener.
What? What are you laughing about?
Ask a friendly hometown barber, he can tell you about everyone from here to the harbor. You better tell the barber what you've been through, 'cause when you take it to the barber, ask a friendly neighborhood viper, he can tell you whether or not the man is a sniper, and he can tell you if the man has anything planned. 'Cause when you ask about the sniper, you may find a black spot in the palm of your hand. to bother you. Better ask about your neighborhood Bible too. 'Cause when you ask about the viper, you may find that it wrote a time or two about you.
Ah, the Viper. Yeah, the Viper.
Randy Orton.
I have to consult the paper now in order to get this name of this group right. Okay. That was Whistler, Chaucer, Detroit, and Green Hill. With the Viper. You see, I'm just saying. Joe.
Yeah.
We're going to need some. You better do some cribbing. Because we're going to need some help on this one in a minute. Before that, it was Buster Brown. Right, the legendary blues harpman there on the Fire Records label with the B-side to the follow-up to his better-known, best-known record, you know, the old Fannie Mae tune. That was the B-side of Is You Is or Is You Ain't My Baby or Does You Love Me or Does You Don't or something. I don't know. Anyway.
Is he any relation to the shoe guy?
Actually called Buster. Oh, that's a great question. No. No relation, I'm going to assume.
I don't know. Buster Brown, man.
I think you'd get beat up if you go around asking that question in certain precincts.
I don't know. You used to go back to school shopping and get a new pair of Buster Browns.
Yeah. Out of 1960, Buster Brown with Don't Dog Your Woman.
What?
Okay? Because before that, it was Sam Butera, right? Good old Sam Butera and the Witnesses there with the French Poodle off the Capitol Records label sometime in the mid-50s. Right? So now we're caught up, but we do want to talk real quick here about the emails that have sort of come in from, once again, Mr. Bill Chesty, speaking of your chick pick there, your French Poodle thing there.
I hear he's listening on the phone.
You know what? Yes, he's listening on his phone, he says. Mr. Bill's saying, Chesty, I'll French your poodle. And really digging your chick pick there tonight. Here comes Babs and Slick.
Really?
Yeah. Babs and Slick tuning in late here about halfway through the show. Dig this, man. They were turning around the channels on the TV with nothing to watch. They ended up watching the 4-H, the Pennsylvania 4-H fashion show. And then suddenly realized, oh, you know, either that or Lost Discs radio show. Wow.
Well, they kicked it up a notch.
And they kicked it up. They chose us.
Yeah.
Joe, what about this Chaucer, Green Hill, Detroit, Cleveland?
And Brown.
Capricorn and Jones group. What?
Yeah, okay, these characters, not surprisingly, were not actually named Whistler, Chaucer, Detroit, or Green Hill.
Mm.
Their names were Dave Bullock, Scott Frazier, Eddie Lively, and Phil White. They all came out of the scene in Fort Worth, where they'd been playing in different bands and sometimes with each other, you know, in groups and whatnot. But they came together as this four-piece about 67 or so.
Yeah, man.
Deciding they wanted, you know, they took some literary names to go in there for whatever reasons. But they produced a pretty nice album, showed up on the Uni label. And that's about it. I mean, they did the one album and then kind of split off. A couple of the guys hooked up with some other guys and started a group called Space Opera.
Yeah, yeah. All right. Well, Joe, I'll tell you what. That record there is now really going to help to sort of kick off for us now a set by special request from our old buddy J.J. J. Johnson.
2017.
Doc, you remember that guy J.J. J. Johnson? That emails in.
Yeah, Triple J.
Writes into the show. He'd been writing in for 10 years now, writing into the show.
He sent us a thing of Carl Spackler.
Yeah, sent us that whole Carl Spackler sampler.
Right.
So, all right. So he now, here's the thing maybe you didn't realize about Jay Johnson all these years. He lives, guess where? Colorado. Guess what he's doing? He's smoking dope right now. And he shot an email. That's just the way it is, folks. It's totally legal, so we're going to just have to talk about it as if it's totally legal. He shoots me an email during the week and says, dude, man, we're all waiting for the big countdown to January 1st, so we can just go down to the old dispensary there at the 7-Eleven and get a Slurpee and a pack of smokes. Right? So here it comes, man. We're just going to have to say goodbye to Phil Everly this way, I'm afraid to say, folks. It is the Everly Brothers. Tonight on Lost Discs Radio.
Love so sweet about my mind, girl, and I don't know what way I'll go, girl, but I don't care no more. I've got my Mary Jane and I'm secure once more. I've got my Mary Jane in the light of things gone past, girl. The darkness glows and the curtains close, girl. But I don't hear no more. I've got my Mary Jane. I've got my Mary Jane.
Hey, Ganja there.
Yeah, man.
Were you listening to any of that last song there, man?
Yeah, I was, man.
Thank you. Close to that top of the hour ID thing, you know. You know how we all are all very uncomfortable about that.
Yes.
Lieutenant, it's my duty to inform you that the captain is behaving a bit oddly.
Well, how do you mean oddly?
He just ain't the captain.
Switching in the kitchen and daddy's in the living room, browsing and a pitching in. I'm upstairs, kicking the gong for euphoria, euphoria. When your mind starts reeling and rocking, your inside voice starts squeaking and squawking. Floating around on a pellet on a clown board, euphoria. There's a man in the corner sitting underneath the table. He's making faces at a union label. He wiggles. Rolls his eyes, shouts, euphoria, euphoria. When your mind starts a-wheeling and a-rocking, your inside voice starts squeaking and squawking. Floating around on a melon on clown pool, euphoria. Pinch Steve on the bottom, patted Adam on the back. I smile at the serpent and he smile right back. Took a bite from the apple, two bites gone, chattered, euphoria.
And speaking of Cleveland tonight, good old Matthew in Cleveland, not getting it on 5110 kilocycles out there for all you Area 51 schlobs. But nonetheless, giving his felicitations tonight, that was the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band.
Oh, really?
In their rendition of Euphoria, because before that, it just happened to have been the NSU. Okay, whatever that was, with a thing called Stoned, and we kicked that off that set, yes, with the Everly Brothers, and yes, Doc, where are your feelings about Phil Everly, who now has passed away? I mean, if it wasn't for the Everly Brothers, man, I wouldn't be able to sing two-part harmony.
Really?
I'm just saying, absolutely.
Yeah, I always get them confused with some of the other people from back then. I don't know who, but some other people.
Yeah, so, well, we'll have to do some more proper RIPs.
Isn't his Don, his brother's name is Don?
That's right.
Yeah.
Doc.
Donald Everly.
We will have to give more felicitations out to poor Phil Everly on our next show there more properly. But there he was, killing two birds with one stone. Sorry for the pun. No pun intended there either. With Mary Jane, right, kicking off that set of frop songs for our pals out in Colorado way. Namely, J.J.J. Johnson.
Mile High City, Denver.
So, yes, folks, please... Please get over to rockinradio.com where, you know, they encourage us to do this sort of stuff. It is the RLT Archives Music Magazine from the boss man Randy Tibbins over there where you can download it on the Listen Now page at rockinradio.com. Then you stick around and you listen to the stepfather of soul, Jason Stone. And, of course, the electrophonic sound of Brian Phillips is over there along with our program. And that's when you're not over at our website, LostDiscsRadio.com. Spell the word discs with a C. And happy birthday, Peg. And thanks, Joe.
Hey, a pleasure. Happy New Year, everyone.
Happy New Year, Joe.
Night, Chesty.
Night.
And good night, Weasley Steve. And good night, Bowling League. Wherever you are.
Hey, what he says, go to Marty's. I'll buy a pop, huh?